The minhag is not to get married during the 3 weeks. There's not to get married and not to take haircuts, different minhagim, whether shaving and music are included. But there's a clear minhag not to get married during the 3 weeks. So what many people do is they get married right before the 3 weeks. And they get married right after the 3 weeks, like with Sfiras HaOmer. So the Shaila comes up, and it's not an uncommon question. I just got it yesterday. Someone got married a couple of days before Yud Zayin Tammuz. So the question is, are Chasan and Kala, are they obligated to fast on Yud Zayin Tammuz? Or do I say, since it's during the Shiva Shemei HaMishta, the 7 days of Simcha after the wedding, so therefore maybe they don't have to fast. So the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Dav Yud Dalet Amud Beis, that let's say you have a conflict between, let's say, Aveilus and Yentuf. Someone's chayev to observe Aveilus mourning, and you're also obligated to observe Simchas Yentuf. So which one gives? So the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Yudalan Amabez, the mitzvah of Simcha supersedes the mitzvah of Aveilus. Why? Because the Gemara tells us, because Simcha is a mitzvah derabim, it's a public Simcha, and mourning talking about someone who's an Avel, is only a private affair. So the mitzvah derabim of Simcha overrides the mitzvah diyachid of Aveila. So that's it's a double machlokas Rambam and Tosus, what the Pshat in the Gemara is. In other words, according to the Rambam, Simchas Yontef Bizman HaZeh Daraisim without the Beis HaMikdash. And according to the Rambam, Aveila's Yom Rishon is Daraisa. So therefore, the way the Rambam learns the Gemara and other Rishonim, the public biblical mitzvah of Simchas Yontef overrides the private biblical mitzvah of Aveilus. And the Bali Tosis and others learn that they're both Drabanan. There's no Karbanas today, so Ein Simcha is only Drabanan. So therefore, the mitzvah Drabanan, the Rabim of Simchas Yontef, beats out the private affair. And that's a famous discussion in the Rishonim. What about Yontef Sheni? Does someone have Aveilus on Yontef Sheni if you're in Eretz Yisrael? If you're not in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Yontef Sheni, unless, of course, you're keeping Yontef Sheni if you're just visiting. So let's assume in general. So what's the Shaila? Is because Yontef Sheni, it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So that's the Simcha d'rabim d'rabbanan. However, according to the Rambam and others, it's Aveilus, which is d'raisa, but it's the Yochid. So that's a debate among the Rishonim. What do we do? What wins? With a mitzvah derabim derabanan versus Aveilus de Yochid. However, what's the Shaila here? The Shaila here is their Simcha so what does the Chasan and Kala do? So even though they have a mitzvah to be Mesameach for 7 days after the wedding, and that's why there's a general halacha, they can't volunteer a private fast. However, public fasts are different, as we said, because on the reverse principle, the mitzvah of mourning is public, i.e. because it's a public fast day. Yud Zayin Tammuz is a fast day for all Klal Yisrael, while the Sheva Brachas are a private affair. And therefore, they would be obligated to fast on these days. Like we have And like on Tisha B'Av, perhaps Tisha B'Av also is a case. Tisha B'Av is where you have a case of usually mourning is private, but you know, you also you have a mitzvah derabim on Tisha B'Av as well. So generally the Gemara talks about aveilus as a private affair, because you're talking about an avel versus yantiv. Here it's a private affair of simchas yantiv, of simchas chasam akala, but it's a I guess that gets into how we learn today that we assume it's a public affair. It's how you could discuss how you learn the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches, whether why I'm chayiv in it today, because Ratzu Mitzan, whether I'm a chayiv to the minigs mechayiv me, or no, I'm being voluntold, I'm volunteering to keep it. So, but either way, that's the lacha, and therefore they, a chasen and kala must fast on Yud Zayin Tammuz. However, the post can bring down if it's a nidcha. So therefore, when it's a nidcha, let's say when Yud Zayin Tammuz falls out on Shabbos, and then you don't have to fast until Sunday, so then there's room, the post can bring down about the chasen and kala allowing to eat. Some bring down the opinion of Rav Melamed in the Panine Halacha. He assumes that that year you could eat, you could break your fast after Mincha Gedola on that day. So that's the Shiloh in general. And this year won't be an issue. Chasen and Kala, a chayiv to fast because it's a public fast versus private. However, it's a Mincha, so then there's more room to be made. And certainly you have to have Mincha Gedola on a Mincha.